Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, September 22nd, 2025. I hope you all had a good weekend. Got all that sweet Annie out of your hair. The Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper, formerly known as Upstream Watch, invites you to join them tomorrow, Tuesday, September 23rd at 5:30 p.m. for a Zoom presentation to discuss the natural wonders of the 54-acre Little River property and efforts to permanently conserve the special land in Belfast. Pete Nichols, Executive Director of Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper, will give an update on the campaign to protect Little River, and former board member Susie O'Keefe will explore the many unique natural features the land encompasses, including the direct connections between land and river conservation and the long-term health of both the Penobscot Bay and our communities. The presentation will be approximately 30 minutes, and Susie and Pete will stick around to answer your questions about Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper and their efforts to conserve the Little River parcel. The event is free, but registration is required. You can get more information and register to receive the Zoom link by following the event link at penbaywaterkeeper.org. The next No Kings National Day of Protest is coming up on Saturday, October 18th, and a location has been announced for a Bangor protest. Indivisible Bangor says, quote, "No Kings is a peaceful movement of millions of Americans from all walks of life rising up to make it clear. We don't do dictators or kings in America. We never will. We're organizing and taking action to defend each other and our communities, demand dignity, and say enough to all of the Trump administration's power grabs. Millions of us took to the streets in June, and we're doing it again on Saturday, October 18th. The Indivisible Bangor protest will be at Broadway Park in Bangor at noon. Please bring non-perishables and personal care items for donations to local food cupboards. You can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry's Board of Pesticides Control, in partnership with the Maine Department of Environmental Protection, reminds Maine home and family farm owners that pre-registration is required by Friday, September 26th, that's coming Friday, to participate in their free one-day obsolete pesticide collection events that will be taking place in October in Presque Isle, Bangor, Augusta, and Portland. Drop-ins are not permitted. They say, quote, "Improper disposal of pesticides can pollute soil and water and poses risks to people, pets, livestock, and wildlife. Since 1982, Maine's program has safely diverted more than 250,000 pounds of hazardous pesticides from the waste stream. Collected materials are handled by a licensed hazardous waste contractor and transported to specialized out-of-state disposal facilities that meet strict environmental standards," end quote. They will accept obsolete or unwanted pesticides and spray adjuvants, including herbicides, insecticides, rodenticides, fungicides, and disinfectants. To register by Friday, go to thinkfirstspraylast.org. Registrations must be submitted by the person currently possessing the pesticides, they say. Materials collected on behalf of others will not be accepted. That's thinkfirstspraylast.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.